Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Protests were held in major cities across the country yesterday to express outrage over the killing of George Floyd. The black man died in Minneapolis Monday. A video showed a white police officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck, pushing him to the ground for several minutes. In Atlanta, a peaceful protest turned violent, with protesters smashing windows at CNN headquarters, throwing bottles, and setting a police car on fire. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms had some words for them.
You're not honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. You're not protesting anything running out with brown liquor in your hands, breaking windows in this city.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Sacramento to stand against acts of police brutality against black people. Sarah Mises Tan reports from member station Capital Public Radio.
Protesters faced off with police but remained mostly peaceful, chanting Floyd's name and "No Justice, No Peace" as they marched through Sacramento's historically African-American neighborhood known as Oak Park. The event happened as the state remains under stay-at-home orders, but many who attended felt it was important to come out. Lynette Hill, an Oak Park resident, joined with her daughter.
This is a nationwide problem. This isn't a Minneapolis problem. This isn't a Sacramento problem. I'm just happy to see so many people that don't look like me here in support of this, so it means a lot.
The California Capitol has grappled with its own police brutality incidents. Just over 2 years ago, Stephon Clark was shot and killed not far from Oak Park and set off protests that garnered national attention. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Mises Tan in Sacramento.
The former police officer shown on video pinning Floyd to the street is now in custody. Derek Chauvin is charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. An autopsy report shows Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Three other police officers who stood by may also face charges. SpaceX will try once again to launch two NASA astronauts from the Kennedy Space Center this afternoon. But as Brendan Byrne of WMFE reports, weather could delay the launch once more.
Storms and lightning near the launch site forced managers to scrub Wednesday's launch attempt of Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley with just 16 minutes left in the countdown. SpaceX will try once again Saturday to launch the duo on a test flight of the company's Crew Dragon capsule, but weather still remains a factor. Air Force forecasters are calling for unfavorable weather at the launch site. Clouds, rain, and lightning are expected at the site, which could affect the launch. NASA and SpaceX completed a launch readiness review, a stamp of approval on the technical side of things, and will reevaluate the weather closer to launch. Once they do launch, Hurley and Behnken will be the first to launch from the U.S. since the end of the space shuttle program in 2011. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne.
This is NPR News. President Trump said China has broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy by imposing new national security laws on the territory, laws seen by the president as smothering freedom. He says the U.S. will end its preferential trade status with Hong Kong in response. President Trump says he's pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the president accuses the UN Health Agency of helping China cover up the pandemic.
In a brief speech at the Rose Garden, President Trump blamed China for allowing the coronavirus to spread around the globe, and he blamed the WHO for misleading the world about the virus. 10 days ago, Trump gave the World Health Organization 30 days to enact reforms or face a loss of U.S. funding.
We have detailed the reforms that it must make and engage with them directly. But they have refused to act.
Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the WHO in the midst of the worst pandemic in more than a century has drawn sharp criticism, including from the chair of the Senate Health Committee, Republican Lamar Alexander. He says the time to review any possible mistakes by the WHO is after the pandemic has been dealt with, not in the middle of it. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
A Missouri government administrator ruled yesterday the health department was wrong to refuse to renew the license of a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis. It's now the only abortion clinic in Missouri. Authorities had claimed the facility failed to meet safety standards. The administrator found that it does provide safe and legal abortion care. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.